And we're live.
Mine says off air.
We're live. I have live.
Oh, really? Oh, there I go. Okay, great. Hello, Alyssa.
Hello, Stephanie.
And hello to our listeners.
Hello, indeed.
Oh, and I prepared something.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
If you are listening to our show, then don't laugh at me. Then thank you very much. We're going to talk about the books we read this year and what is yet to come. That is my intro for
Are you
this.
done now? Okay.
I just did that. There's no going
Was
back.
awesome. I'm not laughing at the fact that you did that. I'm laughing at how shocked I was that you did that.
That's okay. Be prepared for a lot of craziness this episode because, as you listeners do not know, Alyssa and I have decided we're gonna start off the new year with fresh voices and no editing.
Yes, today
This
is edit free.
an uncut
It's shocking.
version.
This may be dangerous, but it'll be fun. We're timing
If
ourselves so we don't go too much over an hour,
yeah,
which happens regularly with us.
happens all the time. We've managed to make it work before, though, so I have faith that we can do it today.
As do I.
If anything, we'll make complete fools of ourselves and it will still be entertaining things.
I
So,
hope so. Oh.
yes.
So today we are going back into 2015, a year that I'm sure many of us would like to forget, because it was a terrible year, but it was a great year for books, to be perfectly honest. We had a
Pretty
lot
good
of great
year for
books come
books.
out. So we're going to kind of shimmy over what books our top 10 books that we read in 2015. And then we're going to do our top 10 books that we are looking forward to reading in 2016. Did I get that right?
That's it. Yeah, sounds great.
Cool.
You did a great job at that.
I don't normally summarize what we're going to do.
No, I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, good.
I will go ahead and start us off
All
since
right.
you are doing your nails.
I am doing my nails.
That's all right. You can do whatever you want.
Hey, you know what? You don't need my hands.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm gonna move on from that comment into the show today. I have compiled here a list of 16 books. That is a lie. It's 10 books. I was trying to do a thing. It didn't work out. Moving on. 10 books that I read in 2015. I'm super excited about. They are in no particular order. In fact, to avoid trying to to avoid trying to play favorites, I am just going to list them in the order in which I read them this year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. So number one on my list is Night Circus by Erin Morgenstern. And I
Circuses.
believe I read this, like, it was one of the very first books I read, probably January, maybe February.
I remember that.
And if you listen to any of our show, then you know that it was a feat trying to get me to read this book. Alyssa almost had to bend my hand backwards to do it.
I did.
But I thank her for it because it was a fantastic book, and I recommend it to anyone who is in love with like period magic and whimsical genres. Next on my list is the Soulless series. Now, I read all five books throughout the year, but I can't just list all five because that would take up half my list. So I'm listing The Parasol Protectorate as a whole by Miss Gail Carriger, also a recommendation by Alyssa.
I will let you get away with that because it's a wonderful series.
This is going to be a recurring theme of you recommending me things.
God, really? Oh.
Let's see here. Oh, no, I think I may be okay. The next on my list is the Steelheart series by Brandon Sanderson. It's actually called the Reckoners series. But the first two books are Steelheart and Firefight. And I don't remember how I came across these books. I think someone just told me that Brandon Sanderson was pretty fantastic. And it's very dystopian. It's very X-Men. It's very cool. And the main character is just such a complete dork. And I love him. He's so funny. I recommend this to anybody who just wants a fun time. But be prepared to have your, you know, emotions ripped. Because you go in for a fun... I mean, it was one of those... I came here to have a good time and I feel like I'm being attacked right now kind of books.
That happened to me last year.
Fits it great. All right, let's see here. My next one is The Red Queen by Victoria Aveyard. I know a lot of people don't like this book, or they thought it was corny or not original or just wasn't up to par, but I loved it. I loved that it was, don't raise your hand while I'm talking, please. Save your questions after.
Oh no, I was agreeing with a statement you made, but you were looking up at the sky while I was raising my hand the first time. So never mind, continue on.
I loved this book. I loved The Red Queen. You know what? And yes, there were a lot. To me, I felt it was very classic dystopian. It had all of the elements I love in a dystopian book. And it was almost like a parody, but not really a parody because I still thought it was original. But you know what? That was me. I loved it. I'm excited for the next one.
All
right. Moving right along is Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda by Becky Arbatale. And I'm going to get on soapbox for just a minute because... if you exist in the world and you still have not read this book, Alyssa.
Yeah, that would be me.
You need to do it.
Okay.
You need to read this book.
Okay.
It's the most fantastic little book in the world. It's diverse. It's wonderful. It breaks all the norms. And I love it. And it's so fantastic. It's getting its own movie deal. So I'm a little nervous about that.
As you should.
But overall, I'm excited. So yeah, get on that.
Okay. Just saying. I'm working on it. I'm at 130 books for this year. So.
Well, okay.
Well, to like prepare for this year.
Yeah, that's just true.
That's my goal for 2016.
How did you narrow those down into 10?
Oh, dude, it's called Goodreads.
You know what? I don't want to know. You can work your magic. Explain it to the people later.
I will explain it to the people later.
Alrighty. And let's see. My next one is called Undertow by Michael Buckley. And this one also took me by surprise. Undertow was about, I've probably mentioned it before, like mermen, merpeople. But sort of in the classic way that merpeople originated in fairy tales where they're like evil.
Oh, cool.
And it's very Civil War-esque where people are trying to like, people are at war. They don't think the merpeople are, you know, should have the same rights as people who walk on land. And they're trying to combine them in the schools to help unify cultures and... yeah, you're wrinkling your forehead like, what the F am I talking about?
How would that even work, integrating them into the schools?
You know, well, it's kind of like when you pour water on a mer person and then their tail appears. They have powers. They're not just mer people like fish.
They can be regular powers. People.
They have legit, like, they have races within the mermen.
The merpeople.
Merpeople. They have like, I don't know, species within the merpeople race.
Yes.
And they all have different talents and they all have different powers and they can walk and then they can swim. And I don't know how to explain it. I didn't write the book. Check it out. It's kind of dark. It's kind of fascinating. It's very YA, and I loved it.
Good.
Alrighty. Next on my list was Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Don't know why this is the only Harry Potter book on my list. Maybe I read the other ones before this year. And why would I only read one Harry Potter book this year?
You definitely read more than one Harry Potter book this year.
I don't know how that... Whatever.
Whatever.
It was fantastic.
Good.
It's... Yeah. Yeah. I liked this one the most, I think, so far, because it got me... Once you read Goblet of Fire, at least for me, it got me into the books as a whole new story. Like, before, I was just kind of reading, you know, going along in my head to what comes next. But once Goblet of Fire came around, it was like, ooh, new content. So it's fun. Alrighty. Ooh, okay. And then my next one was You're Never Too Weird on the Internet by Felicia Day.
That was a fun book.
That was a fantastic book. I loved it. You know what's funny is I'm not a fan of Felicia Day.
Really?
Well, like, no, not that I dislike her. I've never watched anything she was in, with the exception of the Dr. Horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. something. Whatever, the Joss Whedon thing. But no, yeah. I've never been like a big Supernatural fan or her gaming thing on YouTube. Like, I knew she was a thing, but I wasn't a fan of her.
Right.
But I heard this book was going to be really good, and it was about being weird on the internet. So I was like, yeah, kudos for that. And I read it, and now I'm a big fan. And I love her, and I think it's great. And I'm excited that I read it.
Good.
Yes. Let's see. Next on the last two on my list would be the last two I read in this year, and you can probably guess what they are. Manners and Mutiny by Gail Carriger. We haven't had the opportunity on the podcast to talk about these books, Alyssa.
We just shouldn't right now. We can't right now.
Oh, man. You know what? They were whatever. Final book in the Finishing School series, steampunk ladies who are assassins kind of scenario. People, go do it. Go forth. You know what I'm saying?
Read it.
Do it.
Read it.
And then, yes. And then, of course, my last one, to no one's surprise, is Winter. Because the Lunar Chronicles, man. I'm still not over it.
Where should you?
You know what's sad is I don't even remember what happens in the book.
That's such a lie.
I remember key points, but if you asked me to relay the synopsis, I would be like, they go to the moon and then shit happens. I mean, I don't know. A lot happens and I can't remember how it happened or what order or when they got there or how these people got there. But, oh, man, it was so good. I got to reread it again. And believe it or not, those are my 10. Oh. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. So my 10 are going to be a little bit different because I'm going to go with the top 10 books that came out in 2015 that I read.
Okay.
And I do that by the ever wonderful experience of Goodreads. Goodreads makes
the order in which you read them.
No, not even. Just Goodreads makes my life so much easier. When it comes to books, Goodreads just makes my life so much easier. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So first up, in this is in no particular order. These are just basically all my 5 stars and a couple of my 4 stars that I just loved. So first up is Winter by Marissa Meyer. I loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. Will never not love it. It was wonderful. Lunar Chronicles just like made my entire soul happy. And the end of that book just made me really excited. And I'm anyway. Next up is The Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo. It's the companion slash sequel slash same universe book to her Grisha trilogy, which I adored beyond reason. It was one of my favorite books, or one of my favorite series of the last couple years, and Six of Crows did not disappoint. I'm super excited for the next one.
I'm going to pause you right there. Because I have headphones on my ear, but I never had them actually plugged in. And now I do.
Technical difficulties abound. On the speakers.
Welcome to the show, people.
But hey, I could hear you fine. So,
well, hopefully it sounds great. The people will let us know, I guess.
We'll find out.
Alrighty.
So
Six of Crows.
Six of Crows. Loved it. We'll always love it. Can't wait for the next one. Next was Dumplin' by Julie Murphy. I was so surprised by this book, and I don't know why I was so surprised. I actually got it in one of my book subscriptions, my boxes. I think it was Owl Crate. I think I got it in Owl Crate, and it was just so amazing that I got it there because it was like, I want to get it, but I don't want to get it now. And then it came in the mail by surprise, and everything was happy and good. And I read it in a day, and it was wonderful. It's just such a great story. Next was, in an attempt to not do the same books as Stephanie, I'm kind of covering all of my bases. Next up was Carry On by Rainbow Rowell.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
So much love for that book. It was too cute for words. All the angst and all the like teenage anxiety was just, it was overwhelming, and it was perfect, and I loved it. Had a lot of fun with that. What is next? Next is Prudence by Gail Carriger. It's part of her Custard Protocol, which is the sequel series to The Parasol Protectorate. Which, now that you've read The Parasol Protectorate, Stephanie, you may now read Prudence, because Imprudence comes out next year.
Yeah, I'll get there in a little bit.
I know. I'm just saying that now you have finished The Parasol Protectorate, it is allowable for you to read Prudence.
Yeah, let's just say that reading prequels before actual books, original things came out, I learned my lesson that way.
Yeah, you did.
Don't do it.
Don't read
do
it.
Books as the author writes them, people. It's meant to be that way for a reason.
Yeah, it is. So from there, we skip down to The Girl at Midnight by Melissa Gray. I found this book when I went to the Brooklyn Book Festival, and it was just such a fun, fun read. It was magic and dragons and fairies and winged people of different kinds and more magic, and it was just great. It was fun. It was good times. The next book is, wait, where am I at? What am I at? I'm at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the next up is Fallout, which I think I talked about in last year's episode of this show. Anyway, Fallout is about Lois Lane in high school. It's kind of a retelling slash experience of how Lois Lane became Lois Lane, and by Gwenda Bond. And it was just a really super fun, super fun book. And well worth a read if you're into Superman and Lois Lane. So that's 7. I read, and then next up is The Little Paris Bookshop by Nina George, which is not YA, but it was such a fun book. It was just sweet and whimsical and drama and experience. And I love Paris and I love bookshops. So this book seemed like the perfect fit for me. What else did I read this year? I don't even know. then it was Not If I See You First by Eric Lindstrom, which I also got in a, I think I got it in uppercase box. I don't remember. But that was a really fun book. It's a book about a young girl who is blind. And it's about her experience over the course of this 1 year of her high school getting merged with another high school. It was a really cute book. I think that's 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another really fun book. Okay. And then the last one I read that I really enjoyed was a book called The Ugly Stepsister by Aya Ling. And I got this as a NetGalley ARC. And I was pleasantly surprised by this. It's part of a series that she's writing called The Unfinished Fairy Tales. And it's about a young girl who gets sucked into a copy of a cursed Cinderella. And for the book to like play, for her to get out of the book, she had to play a character. She has to play it out. But the problem is that when part of the curse is that when you get put into the book, you get put into the book as the character you are most like.
Okay.
So it was just really fun experience of this girl from like the modern times going back into Cinderella and going through. And I loved the ending. I thought it was really sweet.
Is it just one? Is that like a... like a single, like a standalone?
It is a standalone, but it's part of a series.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's more like Stephanie Perkins, Lola, okay. Nana, and Isla.
Hanging series, yeah. Stuff. All right, cool.
So I'm looking forward to those. So that'll
you've
be
read
fun.
Those.
No, I haven't read those. I'm saying those are the ones I read. And I'm looking forward to the next book in the Unfinished Fairy Tales series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's funny is the book that I have spent half the year talking about is called The Unfortunate Fairy Tale series.
Oh, that's right.
She also has to complete the fairy tale quests by participating in them.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, only her fairy tales come to her modern day, whereas your girl goes back to the day.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's though. Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what books are you looking forward to in 2016?
So 2016 is going to be a kind of a quick read. So I'm also, again, going over a list that I made on Goodreads for the books that are coming out in 2016. I am looking forward to Summer Days and Summer Nights, 12 Love Stories. What?
You had to take that, didn't you?
I did. Of course. I told you. We were going to go through this.
I know.
Literally, like, okay, half of my books are books that you've got on your list. You know that, right?
I know. I do.
This is why you went first, because I went first last time.
Because, well, you also have more lit books on your list, because you have a problem in cutting books out.
I like books. I don't see that as a problem.
It's not a problem to like books. I'm saying that you have a problem in, like, paring down your book lists.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I have a problem with that.
I can pare down my book lists.
All right, so tell us what else you're looking forward to.
All right, so
Summer Days and Summer Days. Summer Days and Summer Days, by the way.
It is edited by Stephanie Perkins. I am looking forward to The Rose and the Dagger, which is the second book after The Wrath and the Dawn by Renee Adia. I'm so excited.
You've talked about that before.
I'm so excited for this book. Like, I don't think you understand how excited I am for this book. Wow. Because the first one was gorgeous. Like, it was just mind-blowingly stunning. And I loved it. And it was wonderful. And I want the next one. And it ended. I thought it was a standalone. And then it ended. And I was like, what? No. And I got mad.
I hate when that happens.
I hate it when that happens. Anyway, so that's The Rose and the Dagger. Next up is Map of Fates, which is the second book in The Conspiracy of Us by Maggie Hall. It's about a girl who kind of gets sucked into this international world of intrigue. And it's all about families and mystical plots and summary. And yeah, I'm really going to suck at this summary because it was just such a, it's a bit of a nuanced book, and you really kind of have to understand, you have to read the first one, which is The Conspiracy of Us, to understand where it's going. And I'm just excited for it. The next one is The Shadow Hour by Melissa Gray, which is the second book for the Girl at Midnight series, which I just talked about. I'm really looking forward to it because it ended in a horrendous cliffhanger, which is really quite rude of it, to be perfectly honest.
Rude.
How rude indeed. I'm going to let you have the next ones because we're going to combine those, I think. I am excited for the next book. Of the Queen of the Tierling series called The Fate of the Tierling by Erica Johansson. That is going to be a really good book, I think. I'm really excited. The next one is a book called A Study in Charlotte by Brittany Cavallaro. And it's a modern Sherlock Holmes, John Watson thing. It's the, okay. The summary says it's the last thing 16-year-old Jamie Watson, writer and great-great-grandson of the John Watson, wants is a rugby scholarship to Sherringford, a Connecticut prep school just an hour away from his estranged father. But it's also home to Charlotte Holmes, the famous detective's enigmatic, fiercely independent great-great-granddaughter.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that one. It sounds really interesting. I hope it's gonna be good. It's the first in a series, so we'll see what happens. The next one is called The Book of Dust by Philip Pullman, and I can't tell you how long I've been waiting for this book. It's the next book in his Dark Materials series. So if you've read
The Compass?
Yes.
The Golden Compass.
It's the fourth book. It's the fourth book. I know. I'm really deliriously excited for this. The Book of Dust is like the quote unquote fourth book, and it might be in two volumes, and I don't know if I can handle that.
When did the first book come out? A long time ago, didn't it?
Ages ago.
Is it like a George R. R. Martin thing where he writes one book every decade?
No.
Okay.
He's just being lazy about the whole thing, and it's annoying. So I'm really excited about The Book of Dust. I'm really excited about Imprudence, which is book 2 in The Custard Protocol by Gail Carriger. It should be really interesting, and I'm excited for it. Although I did find out that she's not writing any more books for this series because she's having a contract dispute with her publisher, which is depressing and irritating all at the very same time.
Yes, it is.
So,
well, I haven't started it yet, and I'm already depressed to start it.
I know.
Oh, man. But yes.
But yes, so that's number 9, I think. And the last one that I'm looking forward to is called The Assassin's Mask. And it's the third book of the Palace of Spies series by Sarah Zettel. And I literally found this book, this book series, like, last week. And I'm super down for it. It's set in the 1700s. It's set in King George's court, and it's this girl who gets kicked out of her house, her uncle's house, and because she doesn't want to get married to this guy, and she ends up taking on the persona of this girl who died and joining the court of King George. And it's so much fun. She's like one of Princess Charlotte's ladies in waiting. And I'm just, I was a little skeptical about it to begin with, but it's super fun. And the first one is called, oh shit, now I can't remember what it's called. I think it's honestly just called A Palace of Spies. Palace of Spies. The second book is called Dangerous Deceptions.
Ooh.
And it's a fun series, and I'm looking forward to the last one. I'm reading the second one right now, and I'm looking forward to the next one, which is The Assassin's Mask.
Cool, very cool.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at for 2016. It's kind of what I'm looking forward to. And I skipped two very important ones because you had such a fit.
Yes, you did.
You had such a fit about summer days and summer nights.
I did not have a fit.
You kind of had a fit.
Of emotion. But I will go ahead and disclaim. I will pick up with Alyssa's list, because we both know that we both have these books on our lists. Do you want to go while I talk?
No, that would be rude. If we weren't doing it live, I would go get another drink, but we're doing it live.
Alyssa just holds the glass up to the camera and with a sad face. I'm out of wine.
It's not wine. Oh my God. It's not wine. It's
what is it?
It's a maple liqueur. It literally tastes like
maple liqueur.
It literally tastes like I'm drinking maple syrup, but with alcohol.
Oh wow, that sounds like something from Canada.
It sounds like something from Vermont.
Oh man.
Anyway.
Alrighty. I'll try to be quick then.
No, it's fine. No.
Well, we both know that we have Heartless by Miss Marissa Meyer.
Indeed.
And I just found this out yesterday or today, earlier today, that it's actually going to be about the Red Queen, not the Red Queen, the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland. This has put me on edge because I am not an Alice in Wonderland fan.
Are you?
I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
I'm not. It's not like it's like I hate it. I just, if given the choice to go read something about like an old fairy tale kind of twist, Alice in Wonderland is never my first choice.
Right.
I didn't even finish watching Wonderland. Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. And I love, no, I didn't, like I love Once Upon a Time, but I didn't follow the Wonderland series.
Oh.
Just because I couldn't, like it didn't do it for me.
Yeah. Well, it didn't do it for anyone. It's got canceled.
Well, okay. Sure. However, I have complete faith in Marissa Meyer. So I am excited, a little hesitant, but also very intrigued by how she's going to do this. But I am excited, though, for Stars Above, which is the short story collection about the Lunar Chronicles. It's coming out in February. And I kind of place these together because they're both written by her. But yeah, we're both excited about them.
Yes, we are.
All right. Another one on my list is The Glass Sword, which is the number two book to Red Queen. Sorry, my mind just had a fart. And I'm just pumped. I just like the covers. Can I just talk about how pretty the covers are? I don't know.
They are pretty covers. I will give you that.
Anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, I have emotions over this book and who to ship and what happened. And I'm pretty pumped for the next one. Another one that comes out this year is Grace's Style Guide by Grace Helbig.
Yes.
Now, I'm a big YouTube watcher. I love to watch YouTube. Grace Helbig is one of my favorites. And I have her, adult
guide to being an adult.
There you go. Guide to being an adult. And it's like the best thing I own, almost. Maybe not. But it's just so fun to look at. It's like a magazine / informative book. I don't know. I don't explain it. It's just so much fun. I love it. I'm excited for her style guide. I don't know what she's going to put in it because the girl looks like she's got no style because she's such a dork. But then she also does. I don't know. I'm excited about it.
Grace is adorable.
She kind of is. My next book is called Raging Sea, and it's the second Undertow book by Michael Buckley. This is my mermaid book I'm excited about.
Ah.
And I can't tell you how the first book ended, but let's just say I don't know how they're supposed to do the thing with the second book. Like, I don't know how they're going to make the second book work. Like, I just don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm excited for it, though. It comes out in February, so I'm pumped for that. Let's see here. Another one that's coming out this year is Calamity by Brandon Sanderson. It's a continuation to the Steelheart books. And I'm really hoping it's the third one, because if it's not, I will have a fit. It's like one of these, I don't want the series to end, but if I get another cliffhanger book, I will throw it across the room. I kind of can't take it. They're so good. I get mad at them every time I'm left with something. So I just don't know. I think it'd be really good. I think it'd be a really good trilogy. I think it'd be a really good end to the series. I'm pumped for it. I don't wait a long time for it. It's there. All right. Another one I'm looking forward to is Carry On. This did not come out in 2016. Yes, I have not read it yet.
Babe!
Don't get on my case about it.
No, I thought you had.
No, I am trying to rectify the situation. It's on my first thing to read this year.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry.
Once I finish with Order of the Phoenix.
Fair.
Because I'm kind of in the middle of that right now.
Yeah.
But Carry On by Rainbow Rowell.
Right on.
Did you know that she's got another book on her Goodreads list?
No.
Called Kindred Spirits. I did not include this in my list, but I just thought I'd let you know. Because I'm not sure if it's supposed to be, I don't know. You just read it and let me know what you think. I don't know if it's supposed to be a book in tribute or if it's supposed to be an actual book. I don't know.
Well, but
I'm on 5. Let's see, what else am I excited for? I've got to finish City of Heavenly Fire. I cannot start the Infernal Devices. Hold on. Yeah, the Infernal Devices, like Clockwork Prince series, until I finished this one, and I'm just going to have to kick myself in the butt and make myself do it.
Oh, you can read that without reading the other ones.
Oh, like the other three? I know. I hate the fact that I've made it all the way up to the last book in the Mortal Instruments, and then I'm not going to finish it.
Fair. I read all three of those last year.
But did you read the last three?
No, I mean, I didn't read the, I didn't finish the series. I just read, I finished the Mortal Instrument, not the Mortal Instruments, the whatever that one is.
Infernal Devices?
Yeah, that one.
Do you like it?
I did. I liked it a lot more than the Mortal Instruments.
See, that's what everybody says. But I want to get it out of the way. I don't want to sit there and be like, I never finished it. And
it's potentially because there's no incest.
Well, okay, yeah.
And you know, there's a love triangle that I can actually stomach.
Everyone loves, well, yeah, everyone loves them. They're kind of...
The trio is perfect. And it is the only love triangle that I will ever accept.
I'm going to take a break for just talk about this for a minute. I was walking by the bookstore, and I was looking at all the beautiful things on the shelf, and I saw on the Clockwork Princess cover, it says, soon to be an ABC TV show.
Yes.
I was under the impression that the Mortal Instruments was being adapted. I was not aware that the entire Shadowhunter world was being adapted.
Wait.
So, I mean, that's new to me. I'm so excited for... And what's funny is that the TV series is called the Shadowhunters series. It's not called the Mortal Instruments. So, I mean, I guess they're just going to start with that one and kind of work their way up like how the Vampire Diaries did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm still excited.
I'm going to watch that series. I'm going to watch that show. I wasn't a huge fan of the books, but I'm going to watch the show.
Comes out like next week?
It does.
Okay, I need to get through this.
Anyway.
All right, so that was my seventh one. I'm also excited for the rest of the Harry Potter series, yep. Obviously. I finished those. Prudence and Imprudence, I haven't finished those either. That's the Custer Protocol, right?
Yes.
Custer Protocol by Gail Carriger. I got to get into that. And let's see here. I just picked this up today, actually. You Deserve a Drink by Naomi Hart. She's also a YouTuber. She's also one of my faves. And I just haven't... She's like the funniest person in the world, I swear. I can't believe I haven't picked up her book yet. But I did it today, and so I'm excited to just dive into that one. It's short. I'm sure I'll get through it like in a day. All right. And my last book series I'm going to include in here is The Inheritance Cycle. Because I read I did not read Aragorn this year. I listened to it. You know, that mother effer is big. We all know how slow I read. I kid you not, Alyssa. I got the CDs from the library, and it took me, normally it takes me maybe like a couple days to finish a book on audio. It took me 2 weeks to finish this book on audio. 2 weeks. And I drive a good hour and a half every day to where I need to be. Plus, I took a day trip into like the middle of Texas with that thing. So it was long. It was good. It's super good. I'm totally pumped for it. What are they? Inheritance, Brisinger, and Eldest? I think they're all four. Whew. But I'm pumped for him. And I believe that concludes my 10. I'm sure there are more.
I know there are more. I just remembered, too, that I was gagging for earlier, and I completely forgot.
There are, like, many books on my shelves that I haven't even – oh, my gosh, I just saw it today, The Rose Society.
Yeah, that's
by Marie Lou. I love Marie Lou.
Yeah, that's on my list.
I'm not gonna stop adding things. You haven't read Marie Lou yet?
No.
Oh, you should get on that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm having a problem with it.
Simon versus the Homo sapiens agenda first.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna finish Dangerous Deceptions first. And then I have to figure out a way to get to Maureen so that she can give me an advanced reader copy of Stiletto by Daniel O'Malley, which is the second book in his series, which started with The Rook. And
I'm about to say, you've talked about that before.
Disgustingly excited about that. And I can't believe I forgot it on my list.
The Stiletto? Who did your book like that, The Stiletto?
It's Stiletto. It's not The Stiletto. It's just Stiletto.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
But yeah, I'm excited about that one. I need to find my copy of The Rook, and I can't. I don't know where it went. It's disappeared in my.
The cover look like?
It's white and black, and it's got a little. The American version of it has a little rook, like a chess piece rook.
Oh, okay.
On it. It's a good.
There's another book called The Rook. And it's yes. YA, and it's gray with red writing on it.
Yes, I do, and
is
I read that.
The same book?
It is not the same book.
Oh, okay.
It is not the same book. No, the subheading, the subtitle for this book says it's Her Majesty's Supernatural Secret Service.
Ooh, now I'm excited.
It's not YA. It's not YA. It's
Parasol Protectorate wasn't YA, and that was like perfect.
Yeah, this is a little bit more like it starts off with this letter to that this person is reading and says, it's like you don't know who I am, but I was you.
What?
I know.
That just sounds weird.
It's so cool.
Maybe I'm not excited for it anymore.
No, it's so cool. She basically like erased her own memory. And now she's trying to figure out why. So she has to go back and figure out why. No, this is not a spoiler. It's like within the first page and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a spoiler. We find out that she did this within the first page and a half. It's amazing. Oh, and then what was the other one? Ah, The Raven King.
I was gonna say I heard that last one comes out this year.
It does.
By Maggie Stiebacher.
However the fuck you pronounce her name. Excuse my language.
It's okay. I think they're aware of our language by now.
I tried the first series that she had. The Linger Shiver series.
Oh, I couldn't get through that.
I couldn't get through it. But I devoured The Raven Cycle.
Yeah, I heard those are really good.
It's really good. It's worth it. So
I am kind of surprised that Allegiant wasn't on your fantastic TBR list of 2016.
But it's already out.
Yes.
And my books, all of my books are coming out this year.
That's because you're all fancy and professional.
I am in no such thing. I just don't want to go through all the books that I already own on my TBR list and be like, these are the books I'm going to read this year. Because that would be such a lie. I know that I'm going to read these books.
Okay, well then this is a good transition. Now that we've gone through our list, what is your reading challenge for 2016, really quickly?
Do you really want me to tell you?
Do I want to know? Maybe I want to know.
It's 130 books.
Good grief. No.
They're all 10 books.
That's over 10 books a month, Alyssa. That's
yes.
Like 2 books a week.
Yeah.
You're going to read 3 books in a week.
I've done it. It's called vacation.
Oh my gosh.
I could do it over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
It's That's 10 true. Books more than I read last year. No, it's,
and then you'll like, read, have time for having, like, you know, book funks. And then you'll be like, I'm not going to read anything all month. But then you'll read like 18 romances in a day.
Yeah. Because romance novels are easy and don't require brain power.
That's very true.
So I could read 20 of them in a month and not expend a whole lot of... I had this whole argument with my father. He's like, you can't read that many books in a year. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I can because I'm pretty sure I did it last year. And he's got... he got cranky at me. He's like, you're never going to remember what's all of them. And I'm like, I remember the important parts of all the books that I really like.
All the good ones.
Only all the good parts. Ones. I can remember books. Like, you point a book at me, and I'm like, yeah, no, I read that one. It had this, this, and this. It was a good book. I remember books. My dad got cranky at me, though. He's like, all right, I'm sorry for being a terrible reader. I'm like, you're not a terrible reader. He's I just read just... fast.
He just feels underpowered by your... He just feels intimidated by your power.
Oh, no. I had then explained
to him... reading powers.
Yeah. No, seriously, he was getting really cranky at me, and I finally just had to explain to him. It's like, you don't... In, like, fifth grade, I was told by a group of my friends, quote-unquote friends, that the books they were reading were too advanced for me.
Yeah, I remember this story.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've told the story before. But they told me this. So I went out and bought the book. I bought a book, and I read it.
The raunchiest book.
I read it. It was bigger, and it was longer, and it was dirtier, and it was more advanced than any of the books they read. And I read it faster than they read their books. And that is how I became a speed reader. Because, you know... Stick it to the man.
People try to prove you wrong, and that's what you did.
I stick it to the man.
Good job. Oh, I didn't mention one. Oh, man.
Do it now.
Okay. Honorary mention.
I've already done two honorary mentions, so.
I'm kind of, if you haven't been following me on Tumblr, I'm kind of obsessed with Hamilton, the musical on Broadway. I can't talk about it right now because we don't have time. We only have like another 5 minutes.
And Alyssa's not super into it.
You know what, Alyssa? We will have an episode where I will talk nothing about Hamilton and you will listen to everything that I play you. I may even rap it for you. You don't know me?
It's been 2 years. I think I know you pretty okay.
Anyway. Lin-Manuel Miranda is coming out with a Hamilton companion novel. Like, hey, his journey in writing the thing. And I will buy it the day it comes out. I'm so pumped for this.
I'd read that.
Yes. You have, like, opened a door of nonfiction things. I used to think nonfiction just meant boring.
How did I open the door of nonfiction?
Because I was intimidated by your book powers and you read a lot of nonfiction stuff. And I felt like I should be cultured. I'm an adult, damn it. So I wanted to read nonfiction too.
Nonfiction so I started reading you're cultured.
So I started reading things like You're Never Too Weird for the Internet and hey. Mindy Collins and a bunch of you like 25-year-old YouTuber books that they write.
Hey. You know what?
Now I feel cultured.
Biographies and memoirs are some of my favorite books.
Yes. Oh, but before we get away,
we've got 6 minutes left.
Challenge. My book challenge for the year is to read all of the books on my shelf that I have not read yet.
Good for you.
I have all these books sitting here. You can't see them. But all of the ones I have not read, literally half the books on my shelf I have not read. I plan to go through all of them this year.
Good for you.
On top of like the other things I want to read that haven't come out yet that I need to buy. But I'm going to get through them.
Good.
Yep, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's going to be part of my goal is to read my TBR shelf TBR bookcase. I have a whole bookcase. They look at me and judge me.
Yes, I see that. Hey, you let me know how Egg and Spoon is, because I think that's supposed to be really, really good.
I started it, and it was really good, and then I put it down, and I haven't picked it up yet. That happens a lot.
It won an Audi Award, an Audible Book Award.
I started it, and it was really interesting, and it was fun, and I enjoyed it. And then I put it down, and I haven't picked it back up again, which happens to me quite a lot. But, yes. I did, actually. I reorganized all of my books so that all of my to-be-read books are over on the shelf.
Impressive. Oh, good for you.
It's intimidating. Sorry. It's intimidating because they just sit there and stare at me and go, read me. Meanwhile, I'm like, no, I want to read this book I just bought.
Well, you know, it happens sometimes.
It does. All right.
I think that concludes our night. Our episode.
And we did it with like 4 minutes to spare.
Woo!
That was awesome.
Don't forget to follow us on all the things. Follow, subscribe, leave a review. All the things.
All the things.
Go to faction.com for more information.
Indeed.
We will not be listing our 2000, our book. We will not be listing any of these lists because I did not write it down. I don't have a doc and I didn't remember any of what you said.
That's okay. I can email them to you.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna.
Okay.
It's part of the impromptu live experience.
All right. So in the future, should we choose to do this again, which we might. We might. Because it seems that we can, in fact, record an entire episode under an hour.
Yes, we can.
Which has never been done before, really. And you're not editing any of this.
I am not, girl, I am going to download this. I'm going to upload it to the interwebs. Bam. That's I'm not even awesome. Going to put an intro song to it.
No, you have to put an intro song.
I sang the intro song.
Oh, that's true. You did sing the intro song.
So maybe I'll put an intro song to it. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much for listening though.
Thank you guys. I appreciate your patience. And
yeah.
I hope you enjoyed the hilarity that was this impromptu live episode. Well, live.
Oh man.
Quote unquote. Unedited.
Live-ish.
Unedited.
Yes. There you go.
That's the title of the show. Earlier. Live and unedited.
Live and unedited, or should it just be unedited?
No, it sounds better live and unedited.
Okay. That'll be the name of the show then.
All right.
You picked it out.
Cool.
Pat yourself on the back.
I never get to pick out the show title. Intentionally. I never intentionally pick out the show title.
Well, you did today. Hey, you know what? It's 2016. Maybe you're starting at, you know, turning a new leaf for yourself.
New trend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to
follow us on all the social medias, factionfandom.com, Twitter at FFandomPodcast, Tumblr at faction-fandom. Leave a review on iTunes, do the star, subscribe. Also, if you want to download the Podomatic app, which is a thing now, if you don't have an iPhone or an iDevice and you have an Android, you can download the Podomatic app. And we are on there as well.
Cool.
And I believe that's all. Oh, email us at factionfandompodcast@gmail.com. And I'm done.
All right. I am.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I'm going to go back to my freezing New England weather.
You'll be fine. We'll pray for you for warmth.
I appreciate that.
Drink some maple alcohol and you'll feel warm.
I will drink maple alcohol. Wow. I don't know what I just said. I haven't had that much. All right, I'm stopping.
And with that, we're ready to go.
And with that, I'm going to stop.
All right, bye.